Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Monaghan senior football manager Seamus Banty McEnany has been suspended for 12 weeks by the county board after it emerged the team took part in a group training session. This follows a report in the Irish Independent this morning that an anonymous dossier with footage showing senior inter-county players breaching COVID-19 restrictions was sent to the Department of Justice. Well, in a moment we're going to hear from Colm O'Rourke, former Meath footballer and secondary school principal. But first, Marty Morrissey, RT presenter and GAA correspondent, has been in Croke Park this afternoon, where the GAA have been announcing the 2021 league and championship schedule. And Marty, I wonder, what was the feeling like there today? Perhaps not as jubilant as they might have hoped for.
Yeah, it was. I think, Sarah, it was a day of mixed emotions for the GAA. It was primarily a media press conference being held virtually, as all these things are. And I'm sure the GAA wanted to emphasise the good news that they were returning to action in May. But the first half of the questions from all of us in the media were about the Monaghan incident. And indeed, it was a day, I would imagine, for the GAA of huge disappointment. And these were the words that the new president, Larry McCarthy, said. It was unfortunate, and that the Monaghan incident of the training in Carduff had done reputational damage. A management meeting this morning decided to form a committee to investigate it further. And it's exactly the same procedure that they did with Dublin last week. But putting the two together, it's been it doesn't give a great image, to be perfectly honest. And certainly I think Larry McCarthy described it perfectly. It was unfortunate and it had done reputational damage to the association.
Yeah, indeed. We have a tweet here from one of our listeners saying it's absolutely wrong for the official GAA not to take a stern and decisive action against Dublin and Monaghan. It's just not good enough to leave it to the respective county boards. What do you think of that?
And the feeling and the vibes I'm getting, Sarah, is that is exactly what will happen down the road. Not too sure. I think the management committee were meeting this morning they discussed about Dublin. They felt that perhaps the punishment was adequate. But certainly with Monaghan coming down on top of it, I think the GAA will be certainly looking with more detail to what happened, and the outcome of their investigation will be interesting, to say the least. But the vibe I'm getting is that they're hugely disappointed and giving the wrong image at a time when they want to get back to playing games and everybody out there. And I spoke to Jack Chambers, the Minister for Sport, earlier, and he also criticised what had happened. And like, when you look at the dates, Sarah, I mean, we're very close to players and teams being allowed to go back on the 19th of April. Today is what, the 8th. There's only 11 days more to go. So, and today as well, as you mentioned in your introduction, they've announced that the Allianz Hurling League and Football League the Hurling League is coming back the 8th and 9th of May, the Football League on the 15th and the 16th of May. And while right now, all they have from the government is permission to play the league, if everything goes well and the numbers come down, well, then the championship will be starting around the end of June, which would be good news indeed for everybody who loves Gaelic games.
OK, so the message, as you say, from Jack Chambers is full compliance, please, between now and the 19th of April. Well, we'll see if that is what is adhered to. But thank you very much, Marty, for that update. I'm joined now also by Colm O'Rourke, former Meath footballer and secondary school principal. And we saw this from Dublin last week, didn't we, Colm? And then Monaghan this week. I mean, why can't they just wait?
Yeah, it's a bit silly on their part. There's nothing to be gained by a week's advantage over anybody else. I think most people would feel that Dublin would probably win the All-Ireland again without training too much. So it's unfortunate that they were seen to be the ones, because they have been great role models for the GAA. And I think that the Monaghan case may have taken place before Dublin, but I think we're into sort of a police state here, where now it appears that anyone who goes out training is photographed and the image has been sent to Croke Park. I know that they didn't comply with the rules, but I suppose there's a bit of anger and frustration for the general population that's spilling over into this.
Is that good enough?
No, it's not good enough, but to me the whole regulations are a complete nonsense anyway. We have the HSE telling us that one case in 1,000 is arising outdoor. And I was reading Sonia O'Sullivan with interest in the Irish Times today, where she was saying that there was 570,000 athletes and 98,000 officials in 787 races in Japan, and there was one case that might have been linked to it. So what we should be doing is encouraging all sports and all activity to get out, because young people would be better off to be playing organised sport than hanging around in fields and public parks, either playing sports or drinking. And we have the healthiest games in the world. Like, it's a complete nonsense that people can't play things like golf and tennis at the moment, when the HSE are in fact saying that being outdoor is the healthiest place to be. So if people aren't going to congregate outdoor and play sport, they're going to congregate indoor, which is a much more dangerous environment.
Yeah, but you know, Colm, that is a debate that has been had in, over the last couple of days, particularly with that research from the HPSC, which is showing that a very, very tiny minority of cases seem to be contracted from outdoors. And that, as I say, has been a conversation being had. Why can't we have more outdoor activities more quickly? But the reality is that is the health advice at the moment. And no matter how frustrating or indeed illogical it might seem to people, if everybody started doing what they thought was right or they thought made sense, we'd be in a lot of trouble, wouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. But you could take the case for me, Sarah. Next week, I'm going into a school where there will be 1,000 people, and the teacher can be in a class with 30 in the class, and the thing that I can't do is go out and train the fellas at football. Like, it's a complete contradiction and anomaly. Yeah. And it's up to government and the HSC to get their act together and to put that right as quick as possible, because this thing of waiting. And for another example, we have no date for going back for club football at adult level. So we're just hanging about waiting, when the healthiest thing for the population, and we really need it badly now for young people to get out and to get fit and get active again.
Okay, and I do understand your point, and it's a point that's been made by many others, but just to be clear, you're not saying that these players were right because they were so frustrated with what they felt is an illogical rule at this point, if that's what they felt. They weren't right to go out and do what they did.
No, it would have been better if they had to wait. As Marty was saying there, the starting gun is going to be fired in just over a week, and the county teams would be much better off if they all waited.
All right, look, thank you very much for joining us with your thoughts on that. That's Colm O'Rourke, former Meath footballer. And you can text us your thoughts to 51551. We'll take a break.